Evening was setting in as Orkwell waded from the water. He sat dejectedly on the ford bank, smarting with indignity for mistreatment by the water vole, and listening to the rumbling growls from his stomach. He was hungry. Orkwell cast about in an effort to find some food, but he was pretty useless at foraging for himself. That was the trouble with being brought up in an abbey, he reasoned bitterly. If you wanted food, you went to the kitchens and they fed you. Aye, and it was all deliciously cooked too. There was no grubbing around in the soil or searching the wilderness. Orkwell knew that young ones learned about such things as self-survival at abbey school. But he was always missing, hiding away somewhere in a battle, the result being he never attended. Life wasn't fair, he concluded. But he picked himself up and began foraging about for victuals. It was dark by the time he returned to the ford. All he had managed to gather was some dandelion roots, a few berries that the birds had missed, and an apple that was hard and green, and a plant that he surmised was edible. But he was unsure whether to eat the top or the bottom of it. He drank a bit more water and sat down to think hard about a solution to his predicament. It came to him suddenly. He'd been branded a thief, so why not be one? Properly. At least it was one thing he was good at. He flung the bits he had gathered away, waded to the other side of the ford, then set off downriver along the bank. Orkwell knew when he was in the area of the waterfall's home. He could smell the soup on the fire. Now, how to separate one miserable fat beast from one steaming pot of soup? That was the problem. It was solved for him when a rustling in the underbrush caused Orkwell to dodge behind a sycamore. It was a pair of vermin, a big brutish river rat, and his equally sly-looking mate. They too had smelled the soup and were figuring out how to lay paws on it. The vermin's solution was simple. The big male rat produced a hardwood club.
It'll be that old waterfall. I've spotted him round here afore. We'll just charge in, knock the living daylights out of the old fool, and rob his victuals.
His mate took a saw-tooth knife from a ragged smock.
Oi, drag him out onto the bank. Then when we've ate the food, we can have a bit of fun with him.
Orkwell had never encountered hostile vermin before. He was horrified at the savagery. Peeping around the sycamore trunk, he watched as they searched the bankside. The female found the entrance to their victim's home. Smothering her sniggers, she pranced about waving the knife in anticipation. Her mate brandished his club, muttering a warning.
Don't you go sticking him with that thing right away. Couple of taps on the noggin with this'll send him to sleep. We can play games with him later. All right, follow me.